Hello everyone, my name is Hasibur Rahman. I'm a CRM developer. I maintain a technical blog website at hrbtechtalk.com where I talk about my experience on CRM and other technical areas that I have been involved in over the last 8 to 9 years. The topic that I'm going to talk about today is how to debug JavaScript for CRM, a Microsoft CRM that is. So often in CRM, when we as a developer, we often have to create some JavaScript or some other kind of web resource which we have to debug. So today I'm going to show you how to debug your JavaScript through Internet Explorer built-in capability. So on the screen, as you can see, I have Test Lead open, and just to before I start debugging any JavaScript on it, just to show you what exactly is embedded in this page. So let's go ahead and click on the form editor. And of course, I'm able to click on the form editor right from here because I have the admin right to this organizations. So let's go ahead and click on from properties. And there we can see there is one JavaScript that's associated with it. So it's going to be a new underscore lead JS function. So let's go and double click on it. And as you can see, there's only one function here. What it's basically doing is it's actually reading the created on when was that particular record created. And after some calculation, it's actually showing it and against a new days since open and putting the value there. So this is the code, and we will see this code in debugging mode. So let's cancel this, and I just wanted to show you guys this, that this function that we just saw is getting called when the page is getting loaded. So this is where, as you can see, we have this function call page on load and to this particular JavaScript file. So we are going to cancel out of this. We haven't made any changes, so we can safely close that. Now, on the screen, this is the day sys open field that's going to be that's getting changed through that JavaScript. And since it has only been open today, it's showing one. So in order to debug a JavaScript or any web resource for that matter from Internet Explorer, you can click on the function 12 or F12 button from your keyboard. Once you have done that, you will see this window popping up. And from here, from the drop down here, you will see there are a lot of other stuff, but the thing that we're concerned about is under this main.spx, there's going to be another main.spx. So if we expand that, this actually has all the JavaScript functionality. And as you can see, we can see the new underscore lead JS functions, the one that we are concerned about. So let's go ahead and click on this. And what we're going to do is we're going to set a breakpoint on line number 5. By the way, all this, everything that you're seeing on the screen is built in. I haven't done any magic for this. So all I did was F12, and just I went to find my JavaScript file. Everything as you are seeing is already built in. So I'll put a breakpoint on line number 5 here, and then I will put a breakpoint on say line number 8, and then I'll put a breakpoint on line number 10 again. Okay, so with that, since this is only going to get activated when the page is loaded, so let's go ahead and refresh our page. So we'll give it a bit of time to finish the refreshing. Still loading. So now, as it's done loading, you can see it has hit the breakpoint here. So the first thing I want you guys to show is that on the first line, on line number 4, where it has just finished the execution, it was supposed to get the value when that particular record was created. And if we hover over it, you can see since it was today, it is showing the time from today. Now, you have two options. Either you, if you want to go to the next step, you can click on step over on this thing, or you can from the keyboard as you can see, you can click on F10. So I'm going to click F10 and it will take me to the next line. Now, if I want to go to the next line where the next breakpoint is, either I can hit F5 or I can actually click on this button right here. So I'm going to click on this. So then it's going to take me to the next breakpoint. So similarly, if I click on here, it will go there, go to this particular line. And you could also hover over the values from the previous line. Even though it's executing line number 10, you can always go back and find out what was the value for the previous line. So this debugging is very similar to the debugging that you are used to in the Visual Studio environment. So that is it. It's a very handy way to debug your JavaScript without actually relying on any external tool like Visual Studio itself. So I hope you enjoy the video and I find it useful. If you are watching it on my blog website, please feel free to leave a comment and I'll make sure to get back to you. And if you're seeing it on a YouTube channel, please hit the like button. And I hope to make some more videos for you guys very soon. Thank you.